foul language, upsetting and offensive, you forgive them, yet they continue. But woe to him through whom the offense has come. You see, that's a line that's missed by a lot of people, Randy. Woe to them from whom. You might get upset someday at something somebody says, and understand it's on them, it's not on you. They threw the bait out and you took the hook. But then they say, I'm sorry, you say, okay. You've forgiven them, but their responsibility now is what? Stop doing it. Stop saying those words. Stop leading you down there. Stop telling you to do things that are wrong. Stop making you stumble in your faith, in your walk. I look around and I see young men in uniforms. I got to tell you the truth. I respect the heck out of you. I respect you so much because you're saying something with those uniforms. You deserve my respect because you're saying, I want to be better. I want to reach out. I want to do more. I want to show myself true. And I respect what you're doing. You see, but respect is earned and you've earned that. But it's so, with God, it's so beautiful, Faith, to just, it's not just, oh, you forgive me so I can continue doing, no. The person has to repent. Woe to him through whom the offenses come. Wow. So we go a little bit further to the day in the life of Jesus. Now it happened, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then he entered, as he entered a certain village, there he met 10 men who were lepers. How many?
10.
They stood afar off. It's like they were standing on the green. Okay, imagine that. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on me. What did they do with their voices? They didn't mumble, right? They didn't delude. They lifted up their voices and said, Lord, have mercy on me. Sometimes when you pray, you learn. You need to make a noise with your prayer. Anybody ever get mad at God? You know, it's okay to get mad at God. How many know that it's okay to get mad? Because you're saying, God, I need you. You're admitting that you need his help. But sometimes when you pray like these men, they were desperate. They had leprosy, which is an awful disease. And they saw Jesus and they stood afar off. You know why? Because they were society's outcast. They couldn't come near the people. So they were on the green and the Bible said there were 10 of them. And they said, Lord, Lord, have mercy on me. This is cool. I love the day of life of Jesus. That's why I'm saying today, I'm claiming it now that you all want to hear what happens next week and the week after if we have a days in life. Because Jesus says so many things, so little reading is required for you to understand what this man was all about. I am just so thrilled. So I gave. Then he entered a certain village, and there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. They were on the green, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said to them, go and show yourself to the priest. And so it was, as they went, they were cleansed. What does he mean by that? Go and show yourself to the priest. Well, Jesus is using the laws of Leviticus. The book of Leviticus in your Bible is Jewish laws. Moses passed down these laws from God. And one thing that you had to do if you had leprosy was go, when you were cleansed, was the first, you didn't want to go to your friends, amen? It's like, how many know ever hear of COVID? Okay, you get COVID, and you say the next day, okay, I don't have it. But you don't want to go around your friends until you're sure you don't have it. So some people go get another test to make sure they don't have it. You see, God is saying, Jesus is saying, go to the priest and show yourself. Let the priest see. And he'll pray over you. He'll look over. He'll check your clothes. And he'll announce you to be clean so you don't have to announce it for yourself. You see, that was the Levitical laws. That was the laws of the Jewish Hebrew nation. So that's why he said that. See, Jesus doesn't waver on what he talks about, amen. He says the truth. So he told them to go and show yourself to the priest. And that's how then they can go be with society. God, I thank you nobody has leprosy. Wow. That's horrible. Thank you, Lord. So it was as they went, they were cleansed. Wow. 17:15. And one of them, how many? How many?
One.
Raise your hand if you're one. Who's one? Are you one? Raise your hand if you're one. You're all one. One. that he was healed, he returned and with a loud voice glorified God. He was grateful. Thank you, Jesus. What kind of voice? A loud voice. He was praising God, not thank you, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise God, thank you for the answer to my prayer. The other day, I was closing the barn door in my yard. We have a big barn that I park in, and the doors are like 10 feet high, and they probably weigh 300 pounds, and I was closing one of the doors, and it fell down. If it fell on me, I'd be in the hospital today, not standing here. It kind of grazed my shoulder and fell to the ground. The first thing I said is, thank you, Lord. I mean, it made so much noise. But see, I raised my voice and thank you, Lord. We miss all the miracles because we're too busy looking for big things. The fact that you're here today and able to hear me and see me is a miracle from God. The fact that you got plans for later, that's God. You got all this joy. You see all the miracles, all the prayers answered. We got Brother Jim who missed. Jim was sick for a couple of weeks. And when he came to church 2 weeks ago, we were praising God because we prayed for that. People miss all these prayers. Brother Jim, I was praying for you last week. You had to go to Pennsylvania in that blizzard. You see, I didn't forget. I don't know if you went or not, but I was praying for you. Thank you, Lord. Praying for Deacon Sergio, too. Deacon Sergio was a Buffalo Bills fan, football fan. I'm throwing my wife under the bus now. We were watching the game, and I know Sergio's heart, my brother was like that. I cried and laughed with my brother so many times over football and sports. And Buffalo went ahead by 3 points. 13 seconds left. 13 seconds. So my wife got on her phone and started sending a congratulations, and I begged her, but before I could say stop, she hit send. Sergio, we love you, man. You know this entire church was pulling for Buffalo, except Anne Marie. She wanted Mahomes to win. She lost two of them. Power and strength, Lord, to get where they got to go. Thank you, Lord. Let's get back. This is great. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned, and with a loud voice. What kind of voice, church? Do you ever pray with a loud voice? I know you're worried about things. I know there's things in your life that are not right, because we all go through that. We all go through all kinds of things. But pray with a loud voice. He prayed, he glorified God, and fell down on his feet, at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan, which a Samaritan really is a mixed society of Jewish and pagan ancestry. They weren't necessarily believers, and Jesus actually called them foreigners from another land. But there was the Samaritan at his feet. How many?
One.
10 men that were lepers, outcasts from society. It didn't matter any longer who they were, whether they were rich, whether they were poor, what race they belonged to, what faith they belonged to, it didn't matter then. All these things that we fight about on TV and you hear all these people fighting, these 10 people could care less. They were sick and they were together and they were united together. They didn't matter they didn't care if one was a Red Sox fan and a Yankee fan or Democrat, Republican. They didn't care. They were sick to death and they saw Jesus and they stood together. You see that? What they did? They did it together. So it didn't matter to them. They were lepers, sick. They came to Jesus. They stood far off. They lifted up their voices and cried out, Jesus, help me. Humble without strength. That's all of us at times. Sometimes you don't have any strength. Miss Marilyn didn't come to church February because she was sick. There she sits right now. Another prayer answered. God answered our prayer because there she is. Don't take any prayer for granted. Don't take your mom and dad, your uncles, your cousins, don't take anything for granted. Amen? Marilyn sits in this church today, and we prayed and missed her. All the times on Sunday, we missed her. And there she sits, so we have to say, thank you, Lord. But here's the thing. Well, you have to say.
And I missed my birthday cake, too.
Guys are mean. they were grateful. I see a lot of people today, and I'm not judging them, but I just don't see grateful. When great things are happening in your life, when you're doing well, you're making lots of money, you're on television or whatever your dreams are. I don't know what your dreams are, but these people have made it to a different level, and I don't see grateful. I don't see, first be grateful. First thank God for what you got there, because, you know, it was a blessing. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
But here it is. 10 cleansed. Jesus knew the number. Let me prove that to you. Thank you, Lord. So Jesus answered and said, here's a day in the life. He said, were there not 10 cleansed? Or where are the 9? How many have ever read that? How many have understood this? He knew. He knew, David, where the 9 were. He knew that. But he said it anyway. Why? So other people would hear him say it. Understand that, amen? Jesus knew where the other 9 were, that they didn't come back. But he says, weren't there 10? Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Wow. How did he know there was 10? Do you think about that? Yeah, I know the Bible says that there were 10, but this was written after Jesus did it, amen? So if I sent the boys out across the green, and there, I put a group of 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 kids, I put them in all and said, and you looked over, you couldn't tell me right away whether it was a group of 9, a group of 11, right? You couldn't look over and see a group of people yelling, hey, praise God, and say there's 10 of them. You couldn't do that. But he knew. He knew how many there were. He saw how many? The 10. He saw them. He knew how many. He took notice. We might not be able to notice what he noticed. I believe he wanted everyone to know what happened. He wanted his disciples to understand. They were standing there with him. What happened? It was lack of gratitude. And he says this. Thank you, Lord. Were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, arise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. And people say, well, he was healed. Yeah, his disease was healed, but his faith made his body well, his heart, his spirit. He was well from the inside. Not just the disease, but his faith made him well. His mind was right. His heart was right. Everything was working right. And Jesus said it was your faith. So I ask you this morning. And tell you this. You make a difference. Who?
You.
Who is you? Everybody, you, raise your hand. You make a difference. One. How many?
One.
Because you read that story, you see? One person made a difference. So your praise is heard. It makes a difference. To God, one, you. He sees. God sees that. One. He hears your praise. He's with you. He understands what you're going through. But he sees and hears your praise. The reality of praise and gratitude. If he sees praise and hears praise, then he sees forgiveness. He sees your compassion for others. He sees all the wonderful things that you do. He sees it, whatever you do. Any deed you do for God, he sees it. Any deed you do for your church, he sees it. The lepers came back and thanked him, the one leper. And this story that we're doing today is a day in the life of who? Jesus. This is his day. This is his words. He saw that. One person made a difference. And you all raise your hands. You're all you. You make a difference. You have to go out and just understand what God sees in you, what he wants to do for you. His story, his words. So I say this morning. If faith comes by hearing, how many know that's in the Bible? Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. If your faith comes by hearing, praise can come by hearing. One, then 2, then 4, then 8, then 10, then a whole church, then people outside, strangers hear it. So many times, Randy, in this church, I'll say, let give God praise in the middle of the service. I say, give God praise. And I want them to understand it. It's something that's got to be learned. And something you've got to let go and release. Because if we don't praise Him, why would those people outside praise Him? If people who love God, how many here love God? How many here really love God? I'm not saying nobody's perfect. But if you love God and we don't praise Him, how do you think people who don't know God are going to listen to that? How do people who don't believe God are going to listen? See, you have to, one person has the responsibility to go to 2 to 4 to 8 to 10 to 12. Raising what? Hearing what? The praise of God's people. If you don't, if we don't, why should anybody else do it? And that's the truth. Every prayer answered is praiseworthy. Sounds silly to say it in this church. It sounds silly to hear somebody say it. But how many times a day do we miss it? I told you about the barn door. Not just to tell you that things happen in your life and happens that quick. You went to the store and you almost got in an accident. Anybody almost got in an accident? You know, because people out there are driving crazy, the lady drivers. Pay the price for that later. Every prayer answered is praiseworthy. I know it sounds silly, guys, but God is with you. And I know you know that. Your brother Randy told me a couple times when he's coming, he's saying how faithful you are and how true and how much you know about God. Randy, I appreciate you letting me know, understand the depth of what, and when you guys are reading those before you're reading those scriptures, that's beautiful. Sometimes you want to read it again and again to understand that little scripture. But everything in the Bible is for you, one person at a time. God loves you. And when you learn to understand the depth of His love, you learn to just enjoy life more. Because you're not alone. You're never alone. You're never alone. So every prayer answered. Praise honoring what God has done already. The Bible says we should thank Him for before the answer comes for things we're praying for. And that's a little hard to do too. When you're praying for something, you're supposed to like believe that you have it. And the Bible says that's what you see it. You say, that's faith. You said, I'm praying for something. I didn't hear you, but I see it and I claim it in God's name. And Jesus will lift your heart and bring your heart to that situation. This is funny with God. It might not be what you ask for. Amen? Can anybody understand, right, Gene? Everything that you ask God for, He might give you, but it might not be the way you ask it. But I tell you this for sure, if you do it His way, you're a lot better off than doing it your way. Thank you, Lord. Respect, serving others. When you learn respect, you'll end up being respected. When you learn to give, you'll grow up to be givers. When you learn compassion, and trust me, older people don't have they don't have more compassion than you. Some older people get mad and they don't let go of it, amen? So at a younger age, when you learn compassion to forgive, you learn how to forgive. Anybody ever have people like that? I grew up in an Italian family. I tell people all the time, my mother got mad at somebody. She was mad at them for 15 years. She don't even remember why she was mad at them, but she was mad at them, see? So don't think that old people are smarter. We're just getting into God's Word. I wish I had gotten into God's Word when I was your age. And so many people say that. Hallelujah. But here's the thing I love. I'm closing here now. I know I'm having a beautiful day. I just love talking about God. And having you here today with us is a blessing for Second Congregational. And I pray that maybe somebody this week will say, hey, I want to hear more about what Jesus said. I hope that it really does. But this, you learn how to serve. You learn how to serve others, and you become heroes. Can you say that with me? When you learn how to serve others, you become heroes.
Heroes are what?
Heroes. These two men right here, they didn't ask me to say it. They don't even know. But you're heroes. You're heroes to me. You're heroes to these young men. You have boys that you've raised up that will never forget you. They give their time, which is one of the greatest gifts of their time. I see downstairs, when I'm downstairs, I see all the things they're planning and all the things they're trying to work out and the camping and going camping when it's 10 degrees out and all the things you plan, and I see that. And I know it takes some people to plan that. And these two men give it to you from their heart. And you will never forget them. Yeah. And here's the funny thing about respect, because I respect you two so much. And I respect you men in your uniforms because you're proud and you're steadfast and you're doing what you're claiming to do. We're not always successful in becoming Eagle Scouts, but what you're doing is moving your life forward and raising it up, and listening to these men will guide you in great things. But here's the thing. I don't know if you're a Red Sox fan, a Yankee fan, a Met fan. I don't know if you're a Republican or Democrat, but you know, I don't care. I don't care because I respect you. I see what you're doing, and I see how you work with these children, and I have nothing but respect for you because you give the greatest gift you have, your time. And you probably don't even know how much people remember you. You go back to your first grade and second grade. Maybe I said that last year. I remember my first grade teacher because she was good to me. She was nice to me. She made me learn. And that's why when you learn how to serve, you become heroes. To your brothers, to your sisters, to your friends. Don't let anybody offend you. Don't let anybody pull you away from what you're learning here today as scouts. Don't let anybody dissuade you, because you're on the truth. You're on the right path. Don't let them stumble. Don't let them be an offense to you, because you're on the right path. And I'm proud of you. You've earned that. Hallelujah. So Lord, thank you for being able to give this message. Lord, I've been so excited for being able to do this. I love this opportunity. And we love the scouts being here, so can we all give God some praise and glory? Thank you. And Psalm 150 says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. You give him praise, church. Thank you. Now, Wendy, we're going to do the Lord's Supper, and I have to bring the young man up, Jeremiah, again. You, Miss Marilyn, you can do anything you want.
I didn't put that little mention in the bulletin that it would be announcements.
Hey, if you left something out of your bulletin, I'm out of the way.
Well, you know, it is what it is. The Boy Scouts each year do subs.
Okay.
For Super Bowl.
Subs for Super Bowl.
Which is next week. So I handed out these forms. Let everyone fill out the form, and we give it to Randy, who's right up there looking at me. And next week, they will be here downstairs making the subs. And then after service, they'll bring ours up. We get the subs first before the whole town.
Amen. So, yeah, you order your sub today. The whole thing, you can fill out anything you want. Do one at a time, right? Don't put two on one paper. Put one paper at a time, and the money goes to help these young men and the Boy Scouts and everything they're doing here. And we do this every Super Bowl year, and put Cincinnati on the bottom. But we're going to do that, and you don't have to pay this week, Brandon. You said they'll pay next week. Is that okay? And we'll make sure if somebody doesn't come, we'll go get them. Praise God. Now, we don't pass out the Lord's Supper. So Marilyn, we have the boys are going to do communion. So Randy, what do you think we should do here?
We can skip that part. Do what you normally all right. Do.
Thank you, Lord.
Larry?
Yes.
Anybody who did not receive a communion cup,
okay,
bring it to whoever wants.
Anybody need a cup and a communion cup? Everybody have all theirs? You need one? We need a couple up front here, David. David Wilkinson, ladies and gentlemen, the president. Archery champion of the club. Number one archer in the whole club. President of Algonquin. You talk about having time for people. I don't know how this guy does it.
Romeo.
That's not nice.
Just a janitor.
He's an amazing man too, man.
Is that it? Everybody's all set?
We're going to do the Lord's Supper. And it's in your Bibles. And some people say, how often should we do it? And my view is you do it as often as you want to. You can do it once a day. You can do it twice a day. You can do it once a week. Some churches do it once every 7 weeks. However they decide, whatever's in your heart. Our heart here in the church is we do it every Sunday. Just to give thanks. He's just saying to remember what he did on that cross because of our salvation. Everything that we believe, all the dreams that we have, all the prayers that we have, go to Jesus. So shouldn't we acknowledge him? So we acknowledge him. And I tell my granddaughter that someday I plan on being with my brothers and my father and my mother. And there's only one God that promised me that. That's the God of the Bible. There's a lot of other religions, a lot of other beliefs, and they're wonderful, I guess, whatever, how they do it. But the one God that promises that I'll be with my family again is the God of the Bible. It's because of Jesus, what he did on that cross. And that's my faith, and that's where it lies. And so I believe that. So when we do this morning, you know, it's in every one of your Gospels. We do it to honor Jesus. He took the bread and he broke it and he blessed it. And he told his disciples, this is my body being torn for you. Now understand, the disciples didn't know what he was talking about. Can you imagine that? They didn't understand, but you understand. And he simply said, eat and do this in remembrance of me, in Jesus' name. Some people believe that the host actually turns into the flesh of Christ and the wine turns into the blood of Christ. If you want to believe that, God bless you for believing. You believe that in your heart. If you're doing it unto God, I'm going to get out of your way to believe that. But he took the wine and he poured it into a cup saying, this is my blood being shed for you for the remission of your sins. That's pretty big. So Lord, forgive us this morning. For we know we need to be cleansed before we receive. Forgive us all. Let us pray in our hearts, Lord. Forgive us for our iniquities. Forgive us for our shortcomings. Maybe we put a stumbling block. Maybe we offended somebody. Maybe we said things or did things, Lord. But you forgive us, Lord. Cleanse us so we can receive this sacrament of your blood. As you pour the wine saying, this is my blood being shed for you for the remission of your sins. We do this in Jesus' name. Be healed this morning, church. I pray if you can't make it next week that you'll open up your Bible at home and read a little of the Gospels and just kind of read what Jesus says and what he teaches, because it's all good. When you read about what Jesus says and what he did and you let that get in your soul and your spirit, it's all good. It's good for you. To lift you up, to keep you whole, to keep you sane, to stop you from getting angry. Anybody here ever get angry? Oh my God. Well, you don't want it. Being angry doesn't serve your body any purpose, but peace heals your body. So see, that knowing the Lord like that is a great gift. Anthony's thanking, is that you? Can we all stand and take the offering here in Second Congregation? Lord, we give you this offering to this church. The Bible says one thing, to be a cheerful giver. Lord, I want you to ask you to do your word, say you bless those who give. Bless that they press down, shaking together, running over, that they can't hold back all your giving, the way you bless them back, Lord. I want to thank the givers and thank those who want to give more. Thank those who happen to have the availability to give. But Lord, open their hearts and open their eyes and give them something, Lord, so that they can partake of this, the beautiful blessing of giving. So when you learn how to give, you become a giver. Just like with compassion, when you learn how to love, you learn how to treat people with respect and love. Lord, it just lifts us all up. So we take this offering, Lord, and we lift it to you on this beautiful day in February, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I'd like to ask Randy, you want to say a few words? They said Randy's minute, but Randy, take all the time you want.
So, for those who don't know me, I'm Randy Ritter. I'm the Scoutmaster here at Troop 3. And I just want to add to what our Senior Patrol Leader, Alex Robertson, said at the beginning of the service in giving thanks to this church and all of the members of this church. We are so fortunate to have you as our sponsoring organization since 1914. So it's 108 years. And if you try and think about all of the good deeds that Scouts for 108 years in this church have done for this community, if you multiply it out, it's an amazing amount of hours of community service. Just in this past couple of years or so, we've had Scouts sitting here who have been completing their Eagle Scout community service projects. That means they have to lead and plan and develop and get others to follow them to improve something or to make something. And for example, Alex Robertson built a learning and giving garden at St. Michael's St. Mary's School in Derby. So now the students are learning to raise vegetables, and then once the vegetables are grown and produced, they will deliver them to the Spooner House and homeless shelters and so forth. Wow. So, Bobby Stankey, who just became our latest Eagle Scout. Let's give him a round of applause. So he's over at a landscaping project at the sign at Holy Infant Church in what town is that? Orange. And so he did planting, and it's a beautiful job. So if you drive by Holy Infant Church and see the sign and all the landscaping in front of it, that's the project that Bobby led. So let's give him a round of applause. That are in progress. One is Ben Smith here, who Ben will be joining the U.S. Marine Corps in June. Wow. And Ben is leading a project at the top of Cottage Street at the fire tower area that the city of Derby owns, the fire department. He's doing a landscaping and improvement project there, so that's going to look a lot nicer once Ben is done with that. So let's give him a little round of applause. Has had his project approved. He's waiting for the winter to pass so he can go out. He's going to be working at Assumption School and Assumption Church in Ansonia, where he's building a fire ring for the youth to use as a place of gathering and having fires. So let's give him a round of applause. So those are just some of the projects that are taking place being led by the youth here. Wow. We also have done other projects with the garden over at the Olivia and 5th Street there. We've been maintaining that. This will be our fifth year of maintaining and watering and weeding that garden for the community to take advantage of. So all these scouts, just about all of these scouts here were Cub Scouts once, and they were under the direction of Cub Master Dan Cerro here. So again, let's give Dan a round of applause. Like Dan, myself, Bill McDonald, one of the other leaders here, we were all scouts here in Troop 3 in the basement of this church. This is where we learned our leadership. Amen. Pastor Larry, it's because of this church. So thank you. Thank you so much. The scouts were able to go on a trip this past summer because of their hard work and efforts. We had a group of 10 scouts and 4 adults do a week of sailing in the Florida Keys. And so we really had a wonderful time doing that, but that was through fundraising.
Dream of having an altar of remembrance in the backyard.
as Abraham. When Abraham traveled, Marianne, you know, every time he stopped, he made an altar. And they prayed at the altar. And then he went on and went on and did the same thing. And when he came back, he stopped at those same altars. And I believe that if we had an altar of remembrance and people would come and remember things, and maybe write a note or something, what God did for you, so that when you see the altar of remembrance, you'll remember all the things God got you through to get to this day. And I think that encouraged you to follow God more. And I love that. I've been wanting that for so long, to have something like that where we can remember. And when you see it, whether you put anything in or not, when you see it, it makes you think of what God did for you. Just like Abraham did when he came back and stopped at every altar that he built. And I'm fascinated by that. I just think it would help our faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Give it to us. In a blink of an eye, my wife and I are celebrating our 11th year here at the church in another 2 months. 11 years. It just doesn't seem possible. It doesn't seem right to me that it's been 11 years since we've been. And we've grown in numbers, and we've lost numbers, and we've grown in numbers. And with the COVID, we've lost a couple. But the church is alive and faithful to the Word of God. Like what I preached on today, a day in the life of Jesus. I have some more of that next week. And because the Bible, I don't have it, it's in the Bible. But I think when I present it to you, and you hear how Jesus spoke, and how he treated, and the things that he worried about, and the things he said, you'll understand. He's thinking about us today. He sees what we did today. He sees what you boys are doing, you young men are doing. He sees that. And when you start to say that, I want to do better for God, I don't want to say those things because God is standing next to me. I don't want to do those things because God is walking with me. It changes who you are, amen? It lifts you up. And when God lifts you up, I'll tell you, it's the greatest feeling. So go give him praise one more time, and we'll have a closing prayer. Jeremiah's going to do the closing prayer. You want to do it up here? You want to do it here? Whatever you want. Can we all stand, please? Yeah. Zip it.
I lift my eyes up to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the marker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Islam, I will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your slave at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore.
Amen. Bless America.